Chapter 24. Shamanhoven led the party down the mountain, through the spreading smoke and flames toward the towering rocks. Everyone was quiet, and Sasha held Bezog's hand tightly. He had no idea what to expect when he arrived down there, but he sensed the danger was gone, for now. But what about Nath and Brenwar? Witnessing a full-scale dragon battle for the first time had left his senses jangled. He felt so small and insignificant. At the same time, he couldn't make out whether the good dragons had won or lost. The battle had ended abruptly, with both parties moving on. The roamers stopped and signaled for everyone to stay back. Hoven pulled back some branches. Shum stepped through. A copper dragon with black wings lay on the ground, wounded. Its wings and legs were broken. Using his spear, the dragon needle, Shum put it out of its misery. And the party moved on. Branches crackled and pine cones popped, the flames were so hot.
"This entire mountain will be ablaze soon enough, Bezog,"
Ben said.
"It's spreading."
"Have you ever seen an entire mountain burn?"
Bezog said.
"Well, no, I haven't.
"Have faith then,"
Bezog said.
"And we should be safe in the green grasses of the valley. Make haste now."
When they were nearing the bottom and making their way onto the main path, a strange humming pricked Bezog's ears. Shamanhoven turned and looked back at him and nodded. All around, where the flames licked at the trees, strange insect-like creatures snuffed them out.
"Did you see that?"
Rary said with wide eyes.
"They're putting the flames out. It's fairies and pixlins doing that,"
Samas added.
"You don't know,"
Rary said, limping along and bracing himself with the elderwood staff. His hand snatched out and caught some sort of fly. He opened his palm. A tiny winged woman sat inside with her arms crossed over her chest, frowning.
Sorry,
Rary said with a smile. She stuck her tongue out and buzzed away.
"Told you,"
Samas said.
"Pixlins."
Rary didn't argue. They made it through the flames into the valley and traversed between the massive stones, searching for any signs of Brenwar and Nath. Passing through the largest portal, Bezog noted the massive stone throne, big enough for a titan. Nath Dragon stood beneath it, cradling a black-scaled woman in his arms. His head was down, and tears were streaming down his face.
"I've never seen such a look about him before,"
Sasha whispered to him. Sasha slipped her hand out of Bezog's and quickly made her way toward Nath.
"Nath,"
she said,
"are you all right?"
Nath didn't respond. Sasha glanced back at Bezog and shrugged. Gorley found his way to Bezog's side and whispered in his ear,
"That's the High Priestess, Selene."
"She's dead,"
Nath said abruptly.
"And it's my fault. She saved me. I should have saved her."
"Easy, Nath,"
Sasha said. She reached over and rubbed his shoulder.
"You're alive. And I cannot hide the joy I feel from that."
She smiled.
"It will be fine. Don't be so hard on yourself. I'm sure you did all you could."
Nath's face, marred with strain, frowned. His chin trembled when he said,
Brenwar's gone.
Bezog felt his heart sink. Pilpin gasped. Even the roamers' chins dipped down.
"It's my fault,"
Nath said.
All my fault. I battled Gorn. I had him. I lost.
His head shook sadly from side to side.
I learned a hard lesson today. Never let up on evil.
A moment of silence followed. Bezog contemplated things. The strained expression on Nath's face told him a horrible story. His friend was wrought with guilt and failure. But the fight wasn't over yet. He needed to lift Nath up. They could regroup, fight again soon enough. Pilpin waddled up to Nath.
Can you tell us what happened to Brenwar?
Nath set Selene down and wiped his eyes. He swallowed a lump in his throat and said,
I was near my end when he arrived and saved me. He took out several dragons, and then a Sky Raider swallowed him. When the gold dragons arrived, the Sky Raider took to the sky.
He surveyed the carnage.
Now the Sky Raider is either dead or inside that city with my friend in his belly.
He kneeled down and rested his hand on Pilpin's shoulder.
I am so sorry.
Pilpin said,
I'm not worried about his death. He'd die for you, for me, for Dwarfenkind at least 100 times. It's his funeral I'm concerned about. We can't have one without a body. I have to find that dragon. His body.
He rubbed his bearded chin.
Sky Raider, you say? I seem to remember quite a few of them falling.
Pilpin sauntered off. Hoven followed. Nath sat down and buried his face in his hands, weeping.
And I have to bury her.